Well, 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 today is Junior's birthday, and it is time for us to share our favorite Junior stories or memories. And Junior, please tell us your favorite birthday party memory.
My favorite birthday party memory? Man, I was about 10, about 10 years old.
Okay.
And I had got this box. I didn't know what was in it, but I got this box. It's wrapped up, mine wrapped up at night. And I promise you, when I opened that box and I saw Super Mario on that box, I got a Nintendo. I probably didn't go outside 2 weeks. I played Nintendo for 2 weeks straight. I didn't eat. I ain't had nowhere to be. School was out. I'm not
summer.
Playing with y'all because I was the first one in the neighborhood got a Nintendo.
Oh,
so it was fun answering the door. Yeah. You coming out today? Nope, I'm on Nintendo. I'm playing with power. I cannot go outside. But that was the best gift I had got. Because she know my mom played like, I wasn't going to get him one. I'm not getting you one. No, you ain't getting that. And you know how you do. Once they say that, I knew once I saw that box, because that's the biggest thing I had off the table. I knew that was a Nintendo.
You knew it.
Oh, I knew it. I had my own TV, too. That's what you had, your own TV?
Wow.
That was my favorite.
You all
favorite
were rich,
birthday.
Huh?
Yeah, y'all had money.
We had enough.
Damn TV.
I had my own TV.
Well, Tommy, you've known Junior the longest, longer than anyone on the show. So I know you have some stories.
Okay, let me see.
Okay.
I remember that time we was at the club. The club closed. We had about six girls. No, I can't tell that one.
What?
God, dog. Okay, Junior, remember that time we was at the hotel? No, wait a minute. Don't
you can't tell that one.
What?
Can't tell that one.
Wait a minute.
Whoa,
something you can tell, Tommy.
Okay.
You
okay,
got to filter yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember? No, God.
No, we can't do that.
Do all your stories.
I had locked myself out of my hotel room when I was butt naked, but Junior came and got me. But then he had to go. I ain't want to tell all that. Then he had to go get the key for me, come back. I am pressed up against the door. I can't turn around, but I ain't want to say nothing out there.
Your butt out in the
just
hall?
Out. It took him forever to get the key and come back, but that's all right.
But why
he still
were you
was
in the hall?
Yeah, why was you naked?
I came out to put the room service tray out there, and the door slammed on my behind. And
What?
So now I knock on Junior door across the hall. He come out. What is you doing?
I
didn't accidentally knock myself out. What is that? Little mosquito bites on you. What is that? You ain't got time for all of that.
Oh, he was judging your body.
He out in the hallway. It's lit out here. It ain't like it's low light in this hotel.
Yeah.
He light skinned as it is. What is all these red bumps on your back? What is going on?
He need a prescription.
you need some careful technique.
You need more than a key.
Yeah.
I give you one though. Me and Junior was doing a show, and the doggone promoter gonna come tell Junior, we gonna have a little problem with the money, but we gonna get it to y'all. And then Junior come tell me, and I tell Junior, you go in your dressing room and you stay in there until I come back in here. I'm finna straighten this out. I went and cussed everybody out that was promoting. Junior came back. I had his money, my money.
Yeah.
What did you do?
But it was like, it was like if, what's the dude that does Taken?
Idris Elba?
No. Liam Neeson. He left my door like Liam Neeson. Don't come out till I come back.
Oh, yeah.
Like he really finna go do so.
I have a special singer.
Yeah.
There you go,
he came back with that money, though. Huh?
Yeah, and he came back with all the money, though. And I had just started doing comedy, so I had never lost money.
Wow.
So Tommy had went and got the money.
Yeah,
for me, man, I hugged him so hard.
It
wasn't a lot,
right,
but it was what I needed. I needed
it.
Yes. You know how to do Jay the promoter time. We ain't do too good at the dough. I don't work the dough.
When you hear the phrase, let me holler at you from a promoter, your money's not there.
Yeah, it was not there.
Okay, well, here's my quick Junior story. Okay. We were traveling somewhere were we going to the Dominican Republic? We were going out of the country somewhere. So you know how you stop at the airport and they have all these designer stores and everything? So I went over and I looked at a pair of Gucci sunglasses that I liked. But I said, no, I'm not going to buy them. They're too much. Got ready to go leave the store, go out with Junior. He hands me the glasses, the Gucci sunglasses. Of course, this was before the boycott and everything. Let's be clear. That was really nice, right?
You
I mean,
bought
he bought
them?
Me. Yes,
yeah.
He bought me a pair of Gucci sunglasses. I thought that was so sweet.
Yeah,
and so,
sure.
Kind.
So nice.
Oh,
well,
Shredder
was like, no, I don't want. I said, and then she said, Junior, these guys, hey. Take the glasses and go. We on vacation.
No, but I said no.
Junior.
I left them there. But when we got outside, Junior handed me the bag.
I saw
like,
she wanted them. She really wanted them, and she put them right on.
Yes,
she ain't tell you that part.
Yes,
that's nice.
This was before the boycott. Before the boycott.
Yeah.
Before
the
boycott.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, that
Junior.
Was really. Sweet.
That was he's a, you know he does give. Junior is a giver.
Yeah,
he
is.
Yeah,
he is.
Me no damn Gucci glasses.
We're calling you up on deck, then.
Okay.
You on deck, then.
You can't get no Gucci's now. T.I.
No,
ain't going to let you get no Gucci's.
Yeah, our leader, T.I.
You going to get some glasses? You get what you want, girl. We ain't got no update.
But, yeah, he's
that's
a,
love.
He's a
that's
sweetheart.
Love,
Happy birthday,
thank y'all so much, family. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all so much.
I got to get you a lap dance today, boy. When you want it?
Here we go.
Immediately.
Okay.
But can we get it with the furniture that we gonna get from the from yesterday from the strip club?
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay, but then I
might want to know old stripping furniture.
And then can you do it a place where you can come back and tell the story? Because all of you guys' stories you can't really tell.
Well, those are the good ones. Sure.
Well, them
well,
great.
Jay,
if you can
right. Jay, you didn't have one.
I got one.
All right, well, hold up. We'll talk about it later. Coming up, it is the nephew with Run That Prank Back. I knew Jay had one with the nephew right after this.